While Tunisians celebrate their new freedoms, many still fear for their safety. Forces loyal to the ousted president continue to stage attacks around the country. Lone gunmen often target civilians rather than taking on the more powerful Tunisian army, and that is taking an emotional toll on many Tunisians. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson traveled to the port city of Bizerte to find out how residents there are coping.
The scars of the popular uprising that brought down the Tunisian president last week are visible here in this northernmost city of Africa. Alongside the many white buildings with blue shutters are the blackened remains of burned-down stores and offices. Most businesses remain closed. Graffiti calling the former president's wife a whore is spray-painted on a billboard. But residents of Bizerte say they are trying to get past their anger toward the former leader and overcome their fear of what's next. Teacher Najwa Medea stops to chat with a neighbor in front of a fire-gutted department store. She's on her way to the market for the first time in a week. She credits her newfound confidence to the many soldiers on Bizerte's streets. They stand watch or patrol the winding streets in trucks. Unlike in Tunis, where the army's interaction with residents is sometimes tense, soldiers and residents of Bizerte are friendly. They say the army took over here after the police force fled. Nevertheless, rogue officers who are loyal to the former president continue to cause trouble here. In recent days, a sniper fired into a crowd and killed one person. And resident Meki Ben Ramadan says two men wearing uniforms of the presidential guard broke into his home. The 52-year-old government worker says when he went to check on the noise, the black-clad guards wearing ski masks and carrying handguns chased him up the stairs. He says they fired at him but missed. The bullets took chunks of plaster out of the stairwell. Ben Ramadan describes how the guardsmen broke into his rooftop storage room and destroyed an ornate lamp. He shows a visitor bullet cartridges fired by soldiers who pursued the gunmen. Ben Ramadan believes the presidential guards came to his house because it overlooks a military compound across the street. He says he's never been as afraid as he was that night, adding that his 23-year-old son is still afraid to leave the house. Resident Amin Ben Karbia says he too feels under siege. He also finds it interesting that Ben Ali loyalists are still fighting in his city, where about a half century ago, the French made their last stand trying to hold on to the strategic locale after Tunisia gained independence.
Maybe because this city is too close to the capital and also it's by the coast. Maybe it's easier for them to escape, you know, in boats or we don't know yet, but... Also, this city has got many mountains, and there's many places where they can hide.
Whatever the case, the 28-year-old says he and others in Bizerte are determined not to let rogue gunmen take away their newfound freedom. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.